On this Veterans Day, three Milwaukee institutions are continuing their work on a so-called blast test dummy. The dummy's eventual job? Maybe to help reduce harm to U.S. armed forces caused by explosions under their military vehicles. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, on or near roadways continue to kill or wound soldiers of many nations. So do landmines and rockets launched at the underside of military vehicles. The U.S. Army would like its vehicle designers to better protect soldiers from those explosions. But first, local professor Frank Pintar says the Army and its academic partners are in the fourth year of a project to create the military equivalent of a car industry crash test dummy.
We put a crash test dummy in a car and we crash the car. And then your five-star rating, if you will, is based upon what the dummy senses as opposed to what the car looks like, right? So the military is also doing that.
With a blast test dummy called the Warrior Injury Assessment Mannequin. It's currently in prototype form. Pintar chairs the Joint Department of Biomedical Engineering at Marquette University and the Medical College of Wisconsin. His team is working on the type and placement of interior sensors for the prototype that'll allow more study of the impact of explosions to the spine and pelvic area. Pintar says when it comes to applying the potential results to humans, a challenge is that bodies differ.
We're even looking at things like a certain size of female soldier in a certain position might have a different tolerance than a male in the passenger compartment, that sort of thing. So yes, we're trying to look at all those variables.
Pintar says the program still has at least two more years to go, but he says when he's working on it at the Milwaukee VA Medical Center, he gets frequent reminders of the importance.
We interact with veterans all the time, veterans that are living now with the consequences of conflict.
If more U.S. soldiers are sent into harm's way, Pintar says the goal is for more to come back uninjured. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.